is YRT Zeebo, and you now listening to One Fan Radio.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man. Ooh. Ah, damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
The haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to our struggle, my nigga. We came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans because they waited so patiently. This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A million niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the fire kind of rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD, who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the three. The trap gods raised me, face all on the sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat.
All praise
to the Mac. My man came right back on cooking. That's what I'm talking about. We ready to pop, man.
You listening to?
It's the one that fuck.
You listening to One Fam Radio?
It feels good to be back, Chop.
It feels great to be back.
It feels good to have my guy back.
It feels good to be back.
Episode 5, man.
Yeah.
My man activated that podcast PTO on him.
I'm back though. How everybody doing? You now listening to One Fam Radio? You got your man Mar Mills, E-Tuck, and the man of the hour, Blizzy Black.
What's up, man?
And your boy SP is back.
You know how we got started off. How everybody feeling, man?
A good week, man.
Feel good, man.
It was a good week.
Feel good.
It'd be taking too long to get back to this. Like,
oh, yeah.
You need it, though, man. You know.
We all need this therapy.
Need that time off. For sure.
Therapy session.
What's up, man?
So how's everybody doing today? You know, we alive. Gotta act like it.
Oh, man.
Be about it.
Yeah, man. I just want to start off. Shout out to all the supporters and listeners, man. To be 100% honest, man, like, the retweets, the reposts, that's all cool. You know, that's appreciated. But it's the conversations that come with doing this. You know, the people that get in touch with you to either agree or disagree. And even if you listen to us and disagree, that's cool. Second these mics go off, we get up out of here, we go through about these episodes, but they good episodes because it's real and it's organic, you know. So shout out to all the listeners, everybody that hit me up or hit the page up or whatever.
The topics.
Yeah, we got some topics we're going to get into in a minute too, but just shout out to y'all. You know, 5 episodes in, it feel like we've been doing this for a minute. Like, well, the love is
technically
all the
we've
way.
Been doing it for a minute. From station head to head.
If we
add station head, we probably got probably like
it's like
12, 17 12, episodes.
Even pre station head, we've been doing this.
Yeah,
that too.
I mean, we've been doing this.
I wanted to before we get into these topics, man. I wanted to get into something, man. How important it is, you know, to have certain people around you. You know, to be associated with certain people. I wanted to speak on the company you keep. And I want to talk about how this podcast started. I remember when we first started, Chubbs was saying how we all need to have our story on how this started. So I'm gonna just share mine, you know. From just being me, being opinionated, you know, on whether in person or on social media, it was always somebody would say it in like a joking way. You know, you should start a podcast. You just start a podcast. You know what I'm saying? But prior to this, like, I never really had no real passion for nothing. I was just handling business, you know, like routine, like on some TV shit. Work home, work home, work home. You know what I'm saying? So 2020, I said I was going to go for it. I reached out to several people. You know, I ain't going to say their name. It's nothing against them. But this is where the company you keep comes into play. Me and E, we would talk every now and then. Sort of like us, you know what I'm saying? We don't talk every day all the time, but we do now because of this. But I reached out to E, and I say E had something he wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? And I shared with him what I wanted to do. I hung up with E, And 20 minutes later, E was thinking about a name for the podcast. Just that fast, he put down what he was doing and put energy into what I was doing. Days later, we was going through logos, and E had already found the studio. You know what I'm saying? So just that fast, even if I give E this credit, because even if I was talking to E and said, I'm trying to sell some sandwiches and shit. E would have been at my door three days later, like, yo, I got white bread, potato bread, so all we need is, you know what I'm saying? So it's important to have, like, at that point, I can't be like, psych, no. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can't bullshit. And I got to honestly say, if it wasn't for E, this was in January, it would have been March, damn near April, and this would have just still been a thought. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when we got it rolling, y'all jumped in the world. Fuck it. I got that much faith in y'all that we jumping in. It's on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to anybody listening, this right here is a product of the company you keep. People around you that's going to push you. I couldn't tell E, no. It's like, no, never mind. I ain't really trying. He ain't really trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? And it's to the point where me and E were talking. He said, you know, when this jump off and it start rolling, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to fall back. I don't even want the, you know what I'm saying? It's just certain shit he showed me that I'm like, damn, like, he don't even, it ain't a competition. It ain't, he down to push what I got going on. Mind you, he got plans of himself, but he jumped in on this. So, you know, shout out to him, shout out to y'all, and we here, and I appreciate that, man. Yeah. For real, for real.
Pay attention to the warning signs, y'all.
Yeah.
The company you keep, man, everybody always giving you negative energy, always negative. But no positive or give you negative feedback, because you don't need no yes man around. Yo, you should do that. No, you don't need no yes man, but give you negativity. But instead of doing it this way, do it this way next time. If it's always just shooting down, pay attention to the warning signs. If they ain't good for you, you know what I mean? If they supposed to be there, they going to be there 10 years in the year, but you got to move on.
Yeah.
One thing I always keep saying, you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same thing.
Yeah, and it's not about who was around the longest. Like, at some point, you got to get around people that move like you.
Yeah.
I think that's what it all comes down to.
Repeat that.
Got to get around people that move like you.
No, what you said at the beginning, it's not
about who you knew the longest.
It's not.
People got to let that go.
We're just fortunate to know each other for so long.
Yeah.
Like,
but we here, though.
Yeah.
All right, so we going to get into these topics, man. Dating in 2020. Is it something that's still done, or does it depend on the woman? How y'all want to do it?
I mean, how I look at it, I'm over dating. To me, it's just at this age, it's pointless. Like, what we doing?
Nah,
yeah. Like, we speaking hypothetically.
No, hypothetically, yeah, it's just, I disagree it's, with to that, me, though.
So what would
pointless.
You do, though? How like, you going to go about it?
It depends on
the woman?
Like, the girl. Like, yeah. All right, when we was, like, in our early 20s, it was cool just to, all right, at one point, as a matter of fact, your priorities changed.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at Man E, you used to have a budget for this.
$75.
Yo, we looking at our check like, yo, I just got paid and I'm missing a deuce. Because I didn't went out for $2 Tuesday, Thirsty Thursday, and
this
then you got
dates?
Friday
this
and Saturday.
Or just
no, you trying to be a
dates,
player.
A little bit of both. Out here, but then, you know, as your priorities change. You
what
know.
Would it take, though, for you to...
But wait a minute,
that real connection.
So what is dating? So I think what you're saying now,
dating,
I feel it's
like playing
totally
the field. All right, I look at it as you just playing the field, you testing the waters to see what you want.
So let me ask you this. If you talking to multiple chicks, right?
Yeah.
Is it like one special one that you're going on a date with? Or is it like...
that's what it is now. Before it was...
So how... I'm just saying, how would it be pointless, though? You got it.
You pick that one that you feel as though got potential. I'm not going to keep investing my energy and time into somebody that I just want to...
So that's not dating?
Is it?
What?
Is it dating?
Going out?
No, you say you're picking the one you think got the best potential.
Yeah, I mean, but...
So that's not dating?
I look at like, all right.
No, that's dating.
That's dating.
Yeah, this one.
Like, I look at it, all right, for my situation, it was more so filling out for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once I felt it out for a few weeks, then it's like, all right, it's a go. But as far as like the first initial vibe, if it ain't there, I'm not forcing the issue no more.
So it depends on the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's
but
what
that can go both ways.
Sasha, she sent me this topic. You? Chuck?
No, I think it's something you should do. But you can't again at Instagram, you see somebody Instagram and you some girls is chasing something that I never had this, so let me go ahead and do this.
As far as
like a boyfriend, things like that.
Financial? It,
yeah. Or they did not even friend. They just look nice. You know, people just want to. Everybody know boozing is a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And faking so is like real. Nobody going to check on somebody Balenciaga and see if they real or not.
Oh, you just saying it's just a. It's,
yeah, they, people see that. Like, oh, I just want to. Like, yeah, it's Instagram a sport. Sport. Yeah, yeah, but flexing. It's up to. So the people that's not in the sport, it's up to y'all to stretch it out.
Yeah.
And keep it pushing. I mean, it's more people in this world.
Like, how y'all feel about the dating scene?
Me?
Yeah, hypothetically.
Hypothetically, like
I think
you should be careful. There? You gotta be careful because
Would you know somebody?
Listen, you gotta do your research because
savages out here. These girls moving.
This the intangibles. You got women out here that aren't single going on dates.
Facts.
So now you bringing unnecessary danger into my life, period.
Oh, but hold on, let me see.
But hold on, men been doing that though.
No, but they know it's signs. When you see that sign, you got back off, keep it pushing.
You got women out here that are cup rattling poor. They'll just go on a date with anybody for free food. Don't matter. Michael Myers.
I remember where they at at one point in time.
Free food. Like
where they at? They need $40 for that Boost Mobile plan.
And then you got women out here that's dating that know damn well they going back to whoever they was just dealing with.
Yeah.
No, they ain't ready. They just here for the date. They'll tell you straight up, I'm not ready to deal with nobody. Da, 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 da. But you know
like,
what I'm saying?
I know a guy that from Sun, like it was just this. I ain't gonna say the time frame, but it was from a Sunday to a Thursday. Went on 4 dates.
It I just did that like, before,
but that was like for me now. I think it's like a maturity thing, or where you at in your life.
I feel like today
I was on some bullshit when I did it. Let me say that too.
I was when man, he was doing that. We was in our like what was that early 20s.
I feel like
today dating is needed based on social media because people was meeting on social media.
Got to bring them out. Yeah.
So it's like
come get in the paint.
That's the only way you're gonna be able to see them or really connect with them because it's a lot of people meeting on social media. You can be who you want to be on social media.
Yeah.
On a date when you actually have to talk, like we ain't going to the movies, we ain't wasting these hours.
I used to
just
do that dumb ass shit.
Yeah, just to waste time.
Go to the movies on the first date. Yeah, and I learned quickly that's not.
Because you're not really getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Y'all just sitting there, it's just something.
20 minutes before the movie and the ride home.
You know what that means? That initial vibe wasn't initially there because you got something in between y'all.
No, I just like going to boring.
Case if no, really
it can't get bored on the first date.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you get bored, you got to move. Like, the looks and all, you got to go.
That's why.
That's a bad job.
That's where we at.
Yeah, I start getting mine to the point where my first date, we going to walk and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Or go out to dinner.
I mean, we getting to know each other.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Before we go to the next one, a lot of people putting a price tag on getting to know people, and that's not it. I don't feel that. That's a lot of that going on.
I looked at it as like, if you really rock with somebody, it shouldn't matter where we at.
Yeah.
It shouldn't matter. I mean, like if we go to Love Park and...
It's Mike. You Love Park and do what?
Just stand there and talk.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool to me.
Not Love Park.
All right, I hear him.
Oh. Not Love Park.
Or I mean,
wow, what's that Love Park?
No, I'm just that was just an example.
That's
you could do.
Or you go to Penn's Landing.
Yeah, I'm about to say Penn's Landing.
You know, for a minute, what was my shit?
What?
Just sit in the car.
You sound like B.
I'm still with B. Because it's just like, yo, no. Why we gotta like you said, why do we have to spend money to get to know each other?
It's because of this.
It's not even that. It's fucked up. His life, like, you can't do nothing without it.
To a certain extent, you can't do nothing without it.
You can't.
All right, hold on.
You can't do nothing without money.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm not saying like the first date got to be money, but I'm just saying
why we got to put a price tag.
Why put the price tag on the date before we get to the date? You can't put a price tag on the date till you get the receipt.
I mean, just in period. Why can't we just like I said? I want to get the. I'm at the point where now where I'm done with the whole just throwing it. Just
you want to sit in the car and coddle.
Let me ask y'all this. On the first date, is it acceptable to Dutch?
What the fuck is that?
What's
like
that?
Smoke?
What y'all go, what y'all be having? Oh, it should be like, it should be like that.
Yeah, like is that acceptable? Some women like, oh, oh no, he, she, they at, think that's a after
we knock
sign.
These joints off, I want to get into the whole paternity test joint. We gotta ask that. That's
all right, hold on, hold on. All right, let me.
No, saying, is that acceptable though?
It should be.
Yeah, let me.
Like, I mean, if we're both. So how would you like if she say, let's say you on a, like a devil's advocate. Y'all Dutch it the first. Do y'all speak about that before y'all get to the
no,
dinner?
No,
or y'all get there? I'm like,
I mean, I'm coming out if no, I can't it's, cover.
It's almost like, but no, it's almost like, all right, you go there wanting to pay, but if she say I'll get half, that's a winner.
Yeah, that's sex.
Yo, that
didn't
is,
even go one
yo,
way or the sex. Other way though.
God, that's a turn on for
me. Like
that's a turn on.
Or
me.
Or at least even if she don't pay half, pick up.
Even
the
if
tip.
she could be acting like she wasn't paid.
Yeah, like, it just it's just a principle. Like, I went on one time cool. I went on a date. The John ain't had no money. She just knew I was gonna pay. Like damn, said my car got declined.
Yo, that happened to me once.
That's lying.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That happened to me.
Oh, I think he telling fairy tales. Not
no,
you.
I'm serious. That happened to me.
Not you.
What you do?
Money well, man.
What you do?
I could. The girl paid. What my girl paid. What happened was, I went down to. I rode down to Virginia. This was the first time I was traveling, and I didn't call to say yo, I'm traveling.
Oh yeah, that oh, me too. When your car get hit out of town.
Oh yeah, yeah, yo.
They locked that shit.
But the crazy part about it was. The bad part about it, because she didn't have anything. Like, she only had her phone.
Mm-hmm.
We went out. We was a little dressy. And it was like, you know, she don't need nothing. She just got her ID. We was going to go to the club afterwards. It was just going to be us. And it was embarrassing. This, mind you, we can't call the bank.
Yeah.
You know,
on a weekend or at night. Yeah.
8 o'clock.
So, look, Black, I'm going
to
throw it to you.
I had to stay there. They called me. Cops came, managers coming, she had to leave. I felt like an asshole, but I'm like,
in front of everybody?
Yeah, yeah, that's embarrassing.
Like,
that's
after a while, because
people were looking at you, like, judging.
It wasn't that. After one car declined, then another car. I had four cars.
I ain't gonna lie. You'd have been a bitch.
Go ahead, what you about to say?
I'm about to say, I throw it to you and E. Who pays for the first date?
Me.
It was just saying.
The man?
Yeah.
But what if she asks you out?
It's up to her. I never had what y'all talking about. Dutch yeah, or
had
somebody paid.
I never had nobody.
It's so one way or the other
like,
way.
Is it like I said, for me.
This my thing, though. This is what I'm talking about.
What's
let's
up?
Go kick it. Fuck this bill. Whatever it is, we out. This the part I skipped this. Like, I don't go through this. You got it? All right. We ain't speaking on it no more. I got it. It's never been. I never been out and somebody had to worry about covering no tech. I don't.
No, I mean,
this the problem
no,
with
not covering.
He still got old money, man. He still got NES checks.
Yeah.
He still got old money.
They don't even remember NES. That was before Live Nation. All right, let me ask y'all this, though. Is chivalry still prevalent?
What's chivalry?
Chivalry is like
that goes with
paying a gentleman.
That goes with like you just said with paying a bill. They consider that chivalry. The man is supposed to pay the first. That's why chivalry.
Is that
but sometimes they think that's etiquette. Like some girls, I say most majority girls think like, hey.
How we supposed to move?
We supposed to do that. But the only girls that really want
compliments. Yeah, I say that.
But the
I'm
only
glad
girl-
you say that because these make chivalry look like we fans and we thirsty.
To certain girls.
No, but I'm just
like, that's how I feel about chivalry.
Yeah, I don't think that.
This will make us, chivalry, we dick eating. We on her top.
To
that's
who?
What
to
chivalry
who?
Is.
To who?
It depends on the woman.
A grown, like I said, we spoke on maturity.
Right.
Maturity plays a big
wouldn't
part
say maturity.
In damn everything.
It goes about everything they went through. Like, honestly, a girl that's going to sit there and say, I'm going to pay for half, she been through some shit to say, I'm going to pay for, I don't want a man.
No, I'm not talking about that. We talking about chivalry. As
like just being a
gentleman.
Opening the door,
pulling the table out.
Listen, I'm
walking on the side of the street.
I'm gonna keep it a bean. When it comes to chivalry, I'm for it, but I'm not getting out and you sitting there and I gotta walk around the car and open the door. No, get the fuck out when I get out.
No, but some girls just think that's respect.
He would be.
Get out when I get out.
I ain't lie. My girl, the man that today, I'm gonna just do
it. Yeah, it depends on how
some girls
feel
just
about
demand.
It depends on the woman.
Some girls don't.
Are you walking the mall holding your girl purse?
No,
I hold her bag.
That's not
the purse.
I'm not more than holding the bag. No.
I do that. I'll hold the. If she asks me to hold the bags, I'll do it.
We at checkout.
No, like if we at the mall, her shopping bags, whatever.
And she don't got nothing.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
Are you walking the mall holding hands?
I do that.
Honestly, I like stuff like
must
that.
Must be talking about Spanish girls.
I'm gonna tell you why I like stuff. I'm gonna tell you why I don't do it.
Because I never had that. Like I never had a girl ask me out the same thing you did.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you why I never had it.
You know what I mean? It was always me reaching.
Yeah.
And when they getting
you the aggressive.
I'm always the aggressive. So
I feel like when I see a guy holding his girl hand, he looking around, he worrying about somebody looking at his girl. I think that shit is corny to me. Nah. But if you genuinely doing it, then that's cool. But if
I love when girls.
Or sometimes it might just be the dude not like you feeling. Remember, affection is really not something that we that people put as like a cool thing to do.
Chivalry.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Or showing your girl affection, like kissing in public.
Is it in or not?
No. It depends
on the person.
I'm talking about, like, y'all ever walk the mall, you see boy holding a girl hand, they swing her arm.
He on the swivel.
He looking, because he worried about, he wants you to know that this is me. That shit is corny.
If you wasn't with me, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna get some socks.
When I was young and I would do it, I would be insecure doing it. Like, but holding her hand, just thinking about, like, damn, do I look like a sucker? Or
yo, can I say something about that?
I mean, yeah, no, look, but it's funny he said that because now you're sucking for love.
Can I say something about that?
Go ahead.
A lot of people don't know they're insecure. It's like it's an attitude within you. Like, a lot of people don't know they're insecure.
It's normal to
like, a lot of time, like, you don't know you drawing unless somebody pull your coat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, again, company you keep, like you need somebody around to pull your coat.
What he used to say, affection is a sign of weakness.
He used to say it?
Yeah, it was a bit. It was joking, but sometimes some people look at it like that.
Like I told you, I told somebody, say I love you. I say, all right. Tell me what I told you. what she say when we went up to Edmonds? She said, I love you in front of all y'all. I said, all right, that was the bit for years. All right,
hold up, last jump. What is the thing women do at that stage, that dating talking stage, that completely get you off of them?
Know somebody while we out. Listen.
If you know.
Listen, this was Chuck. I think I was with you.
Somebody like what?
Listen, I'm about to tell you the night. The night when we went on a prime. Remember, and I took. Yeah. We ain't saying no names. Remember, I took and we rolled past the McDonald's.
Oh, we ain't saying no names. I like it, that. We talking about groups right here.
Look, remember we rolled past the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she yelled, hey, that's her. Yo, my snapper. I said, who the fuck is that? This was my girl at the time. So who the fuck is that? Oh, it's just such and such. All right, you can get out and go with him. Like, that shit, Joe is shit. Like, yeah. I hate Joe shit like that. But so if we out on a date and you Joe and somebody else, that's who you could go with. I'm out. I ain't even going to argue with you.
That's just a red flag for me.
Yeah.
You know too many dudes.
Hold on. Being out with a chick, what if you out with a chick and like 3-4 niggas start laughing at you?
You already know.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I'm walking out on you in the bathroom. What they do? Like,
I'm walking out on you in the bathroom.
Paying attention to other niggas when you out?
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't even notice somebody laughing at me if I was.
No, they
so
like.
I probably just to laugh for the stop.
Like you probably notice. Set it off. Like
you gonna notice.
But I mean, you turn hoes to housewives.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
We know some people that have done it.
Yeah.
It wasn't successful.
Shout out 96.
I'll get it. It ain't work out.
Listen. It ain't work out.
Oh, damn, I don't know. Y'all gotta tell me afterwards.
Listen, turn into a housewife that ain't work out.
It didn't work out for him. It's a high risk, high reward.
Yo,
Explain that, Black.
You want me? We can explain that. We can lie, bro. I'm here with some bullshit.
Explain that. It's how we dog. Cause I can lie to you. Remember, Shorty that broke my heart back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I found out she was for the team. I was in love.
Which one?
The joy that. Steve ran down, Art ran down.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
It's a diamond crazy.
Yeah, so listen.
Married men we talk about,
but,
too.
But honestly, but listen, she was that. But right now, she's cool, right? She on six figures
and
right
this
now.
Where I'm at right now.
She went. So
and I'm here. Let me say this. I'd rather a retired whore over a homebody.
Explain it.
Yeah.
Oh, what you mean?
I'm here with it.
Both of you explain it.
Listen, I'm going
to
tell you why.
Let me get in. Let me tell you why. You want a woman that only, she gonna lie anyway, but she gonna say, she only did this with two people. I only go in the house and go to work. I only do this. You gonna get in the paint with her and she gonna be corny as shit.
Don't ask that question.
You know what I'm saying?
No, don't ask
I'd rather
that question.
Be with a girl that just been around, did some shit or whatever. It's in her past. I'm one of them niggas. Once she with me, she with me. That's it.
After 26, you don't ask that question no more. I get it.
I'm just
saying.
I'm just trying to point out the type of woman. Like, I don't ask that question. I'm worse. What the fuck am I asking? You don't ask me that.
Listen, all right, pick back up what he said, right? You get a chick. A whore, she experienced herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Early. She got that shit out the way.
Out the way. Yeah.
So now she's trying to settle down. She did all that. It's mm-hmm. nothing new to her.
Every girl need to get that whore out of. I agree. AMG's told me.
You get a chick.
Every girl cheat. That. I didn't believe it.
You get a chick that never did nothing. Soon as they get in that environment. Not all of them. I ain't gonna say all of them. I'm just saying. Most of them.
So it's based on her body count?
They won't fold. No. It's just experience. Life. Yeah, life experience.
Yeah, every girl got to get that
you
horn
have a little body count and still be experienced.
That's just like I got two daughters, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to make sure my daughters, like, I'm not going to keep them in the house because we got all witness this. You mess with a chick when you was younger.
Yeah, that's a homebody. And
her dad was like real rough on her. She was the sneakiest one.
Yeah.
And the freakiest one.
Yeah. They get to college.
So we all
got to
explain. Yeah, we all got
to. Nigga. They don't go to college. We talking about high school. They get turned up.
Yeah. But no, college is when most of the hoarders come out. And it's acceptable, I guess.
No, I'm just saying, on that note, I don't really, it's cool.
You can, all right.
Because we the last motherfucker to talk about what somebody did in their past. Like, keep it real.
My body count low.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My body count low. I'm like, talking
about
standard
for a man, though.
Yeah, I got purple hearts.
Listen. This is a double standard for a man, though.
I got a question for
you. It is a double standard. It is what it is, though. We can't always get upset. We can talk about it, but we can't go back and forth.
I got a question for
you. It's double standards.
Right now,
I'm going to
tell you. Yo, all right, look. I got one scenario, right?
Don't forget it.
I was 19. The girl was 19.
Uh-huh.
We both was working together. I was feeling her. She said, "I'm feeling you. I need to tell you something." I said, "What?" She said, "I'm 19, but I've been with 42 dudes. Is that a problem?"
Yeah, she knows.
I got up and left.
She knows.
Why?
Come on, man. 42?
No, I think it's a bro. Why you know that? Why? Who count?
Who count?
I never count.
I think women keep track of who they been with.
Damn, count.
But for real, I think we don't. But I think women keep track of who they've been with.
So she said that, and you just got all the way off her.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings.
Yeah, 19. That's sad.
That hurt my heart.
You missed out on your soulmate, nigga.
Yeah,
a pussy probably looked like a exploded hot pot. No.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, my feelings was hurt over that.
So what's the question? What's the thing that turned you off? He said if you gel, which most likely means if you been around. Yeah. And he find out during the start.
What turned me off if you probably just sneaky, like you keep like hiding your phone, things like that.
That kind of like what he's saying.
You?
I don't like the whole just getting to know somebody over thing.
So mean? That turn you off?
Yeah. No.
Because you feel like you keep telling yourself. You keep saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
That's the part of dating.
Up with dating.
That's the part of dating I hate.
No, I'm saying, what makes you stop dating a chick? What's be like, I'm cool.
Why you on a date?
If they like bougie. You know how like the girl, I got to keep, like for me, I feel as though everything should be two ways. It shouldn't be just me constantly keep calling, keep reaching out.
I got to go both ways. Yeah.
I don't know, as a man, I don't like that. Even though as a man, you got to be rough and rugged, but I like affection too. I like to know that you're thinking about me. Like
I'm with you, yeah.
Let them bitches know you the catch. Fuck they talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that though.
What you about to say?
Oh, all right. This is my question for y'all. Do y'all feel like maternity fuck you said should be mandatory?
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It's gonna take a long time.
I feel like it should be mandatory. Just like
if, right out the womb.
Unless you married.
Even if you married.
Listen, if you married, I feel like it should be optional.
Nah. Right out the womb. Just like they cut the umbilical cord, they should be
swab them,
blood. They should be
personal. Because as far as
and
the female
and if they do it
though,
in the hospital, it just wouldn't be so bad.
It would be a lot more broken household if what we talking about was the case.
No, but if they just do it like
would
automatically,
you rather know,
not talk
know.
About it.
I'd rather know.
But if it's just...
The earlier, the better.
Yeah.
When you come to that.
Yeah, you should just... If it's just... See, that's the thing. If
Yo,
we
I know
ask
somebody
about it, it's
a suicide
disrespectful.
Over
but
that.
If it's...
I know somebody...
We have to do
I
it.
I know a lot of men that did that.
Yeah, like he found out the daughter at 3 wasn't his. He couldn't... Can
I had 3 DNA tests in my life.
I know men that did that.
Yeah. Said you had 3?
I had 3.
3 what?
3 DNA tests in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. And two was mine and one wasn't.
What happened with the one that wasn't?
Broke me down. Yeah. I turned to a savage after that. It was a rat.
I never had none.
Yeah.
All yeah, mine, I'd rather know from the beginning.
All mine come out with this head. Come on. All of it. And a big teeth.
Yeah, but it's good to know.
I don't see how nobody could disagree with that, though. I mean, the women, you innocent.
He said something that makes sense. The women don't need to do it because it's coming out of you.
And that's why they feel some type of way when you said, but they don't look at it far as our perspective. Like,
I don't know. Even though I'm with you, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, come on. Then if you're not in a relationship, like,
and another thing,
first of all, men should start pushing for it. You could take the kid on your own. Who don't want to give up the screaming baby for a couple hours? Listen, hey, go with your dad.
Listen, like my brother said,
find out on your own. It's only $300. You're going to spend $300 on weed.
My brother
on
told
a
bitch,
days or something.
My brother told a bitch, he said, bitch, you act dumb. My dick ain't broke.
Oh, let's talk about, this was something he brought up. What part of the struggle growing up in Philly made you want more? Like, name something specific that made you ambitious. Like, this ain't it. I got to get my shit together.
Yo, let me cook for a second. This growing up, seeing a lot of stuff that I couldn't have. Like, for one, Eric came to school every
sneakers.
Day.
Sneakers.
I ain't really care about that shit until I got around them boys. But for one, like, going to school every day, he always got bubble gum. Like, he got money to go. I'm like, damn, this is what I want. Or growing up and just seeing other people had shit I didn't. Nigga with a car in high school, like, damn.
It was turned down, though.
Yeah. But the crazy part of now, I'm realizing now, like, I was so gun bust on trying to get that I never had that I'm missing out, realizing that I'm doing things wrong, like growing up without a father. So I had probably 200 games in my lifestyle football. My dad never been to one of them. I go to every practice, my son practice. Every game
turning you to a better father.
No, but the thing about it is, I'm working this, and I'm not even around. I'm doing the same thing my dad doing. I'm there, but I'm not there. How would I know? My son coming to me, ask me, hey, dad, you going? Can you pick me up from school today? I'm like, no, I can't. I'm like, when the next time you can? He said, I don't know. I asked him why. What's going on? No, I just want you to pick me up.
He's saying it.
He just want me to pick him up. Now, I'm not realizing what I'm doing. I'm so gone, but trying to get him things he don't want. A thing. My son got every game in the house right now. He don't pick nothing. He on the phone. I can't even whoop his ass. And the only thing to get him out is taking the phone away. But taking the phone, he getting on something else. Like, it's certain things that, you know, you need that, you know, if you had a file, you could do this and that just to mold him, or you know what I mean?
That's another topic. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's something else I want to get into. But we stay on topic though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so gumping just trying to do things I never had.
No,
yeah.
But realizing. So your answer is sneakers. It gotta be something small that made you that was the breaking point.
The
growing
breaking
up
part?
That made you like, I gotta get
couldn't
to it.
Get, couldn't get something I wanted.
Like sneakers.
No.
I ain't care about sneakers.
I ain't lying to you. Gum.
Gum?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Real shit. Like,
no, I got mine.
Like, every day, like, he always had gum. He used to always come out and he always
used
gum.
Oh, yeah, his little kit every morning.
He went to the store every morning.
Yeah.
I could never go to the store every morning. I had to wait once a month. But, and after that month was over.
Mine came a little later, but
you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
Oh, mine, I was spoiled growing up.
So but what's something that made you say you wanted to get yours?
It was just something that I seen. Like, you know how, like, all right.
Because I remember when you started working, and there wasn't no looking back.
Yeah.
Because you remember when I started working.
Yeah, that was the motivation. The, you know, what was that Rocco was on Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, you, yeah,
what,
yeah.
What Tomorrow?
Rocco's song, Tomorrow.
But mine, it really, like I said, I ain't really had no struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like, when I, my earlier days, my pop was, he was boy, so he was.
I still am bull.
But yeah, my pop, he always made sure we was cool. And then when he moved on, my mom picked the ball up and made sure we was cool. So for me, I never really had, I had everything growing up. Never had a bad Christmas, a bad birthday, none of that. So it's like, I seen a, I think it was an interview from Kobe, and it was a quote he said, like, certain people, it's just, once you get that feeling of winning, you don't want to lose that. And when you lose it, you do everything. What separate him and the greats is you doing everything to get back to it. So it was like, all right, I know how I feel to have this and have that. So now it's time for you to get it on your own. That same drive is still in me. I want that. I want it for myself. Before, my mom, my dad, and other father figures was providing that for me. But now, as a man, you want to provide that for yourself. And to piggyback on what Chubb said, you want to provide it for your kids. So for me, that was just and also seeing my uncle, my mom, my uncle, both from the projects, and to see him make it out, use basketball as a vehicle, and now he living out Jersey in a $300,000, $400,000 house. So just seeing somebody in front of you really win and make it, and then also coming from that, it's just, even though we wasn't in the, like I said, I ain't living the best neighborhoods, all that, but I know
it's nigga, you lived around the corner from
yeah.
Shout out Uncle Emmett.
But I ain't never had to worry.
Piggyback off for you, like, you don't know that those things that brought you to that point until you start seeing with other people. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, my brother, he make me strive. Like, we grew up in the same household, and our lives is like night and day.
Yeah. Yeah,
Once you see it, you start, damn.
It lets you know it's possible.
Yeah. So, and you start to realize the struggles, like, damn, he did that. I wonder, did he ever, you know, worry about, you know, having gum in the morning, shit like that. You know, that it helped me. So, but you got to see, you won't start to realize the struggle until you start to see what you could have been. Mm-hmm.
So for me, my gift was my curse. Like how Chubb said, I was basically spoiled. My dad had his own business. And we was living in the hood, so we was like nigga rich. So I would work for my dad to get...
I remember them days.
Yeah, I would work for my dad. And it got to a point where I was basically running the company. Like, I would do the jobs. He would leave me on the job. And then I got older. I got a car and shit. And they give me like $60 for the week. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so me, that's what made me go get a job at
Pizza Hut.
I went and got a job at Pizza Hut. Them checks was nutty. And I always used to tell myself, I'm going to work for myself. Yeah. I felt like a sucker. Yeah. Working at Pizza Hut for what, $300? What our checks was? Low, right? Four?
Trash, yeah.
And I'm there all day. I go to work at 3, and I'm there all day, summertime. So I just quit. Yeah,
like,
I
was food, famous. Modern day slavery.
I was famous for quitting because I always knew I wanted more. Then I went to Pep Boys. I was working with Pep Boys, and I knew at any moment I could quit and go work for my dad. But I just didn't want to make a little bit of money. And my brother told me, "Yo, go get you a job. Benny's shortchanging you." So I stayed at Pep Boys. That's when I got the job where I was at, where I'm at now. Was up there overtime killing them, but even with that, like, I know it's more. Now I'm at the construction company, John.
Yeah,
money is major, but even with that, I know I don't want to. Like he said, I want to be able to go pick my kids up. Like, yeah. I don't want to be able to, even though like the job is 7 to 3,
still missing shit.
And you
out of school too.
Yeah, bro. It's the fact that like, man, I'm
parent teacher right. conference like that shit real.
Right. Then I heard when I was at Pep Boys, one of my coworkers said some real shit. He was like, what made him work? Because I asked him, I'm like, damn, why you work so many jobs? He said, yo, my child asked me for an ice cream cone. He said, I didn't have a dollar in my pocket to get him. He said, that shit was the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
With me growing up, and it's the reason I went from job to job, school to get different certs and all that shit, was I used to be in school and be around dudes that talked about getting shit. But they didn't have to save up to get it. You get what I'm saying? And I think we was looking at, I never forget it, we was looking at this one, S Dots was out.
Oh, I had them.
And somebody was talking about getting them. And I said, damn, if I saved up for like 2 weeks, I would get them. And he laughed. And it was like, I almost took it there with him, but that point was like, yeah, I'm never chilling. And it's crazy that did it, because fast forward now, I'm not even into that type of shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we all start off striving for, like, material stuff.
And you remember when I first started working, I ran through all them. They ain't even, just to fast forward now, they ain't even me.
It was funny. You start giving that stuff away.
Yeah. I'm like, right still on the like spot. That. I'm still like that with material stuff. It ain't me. That's why. That's another thing I wanted to talk about, like the importance of being yourself. How y'all feel about that? Because I got.
You just gotta stop being lost, man. It's hard. I mean, it's hard, man. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's hard.
Hard being yourself.
No, it's not hard being yourself.
For people out here, people
want to be accepted. I get what you're saying.
When you start looking into social media, people like, you know what? I don't like that. I'm cool. Me, I still borrow, jeans and stuff from Walmart if I have to. I mean, it don't matter to me.
I look at it like this. It's all about your pockets. Your pockets, your health, and your family. If them three is cool, everything else falls to the wayside.
I look at it less than that.
I was about to say, I wouldn't even say that because nobody know about your pocket.
Within yourself. No, as long as you know your pocket's cool, your health is cool, and your family cool, everything else. Like I said, like Raw said, Walmart sweatshirts with the heavy Jews, and they going to love it.
Yeah.
And they going to love it.
Go ahead.
That's what I feel like this podcast is about. Like, we set the wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, we just try to, need to reach some people. It could be one good. Let's say all three of you on one thing. This one guy just, always want to be blingy, this and that. He don't got no kids and that. And they were like, why he doing this and we not doing it?
That's him.
What I mean?
That's his thing.
You ain't here with the bust down Cuban, nigga. You the blingy nigga you talking about.
I ain't shit. I'm like, little bling, bling. I'm like little Bushy, man. I ain't came from shit.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if that's what you chose to do, that's what you chose to do. That's you, nigga. Yeah. Forces never got out, played out for me.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, just influence.
No, that's
like,
what
the
I'm
people
saying,
out there.
I always had. I always.
I mean, everybody got some type of little influence.
I'm saying, people just influencing me. This is me, but yeah. I'm not wearing no fake jewelry. I did it at one point, but when I realized how much real jewelry costs.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell y'all what
you
happened.
You can't drop $1,800 on the chain when you did that probably in a month.
Yeah.
It's my whole thing with me. Like, as far as like being yourself, like, to piggyback what Mar said, health and family, because I done survived too many years without money to cherish this shit. I don't cherish it.
Mm-hmm. And I say this. I don't cherish money, but I'm fond of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Go ahead, cut that off, man. It probably just ran out of time. But this is my thing about
time.
This is what happened last night, right? As far as being yourself and what you said about social media, right?
Yeah.
Last night, you see I posted a picture of that sandwich, right?
Yeah.
That KFC sandwich, right? See, y'all not on social media, and I'm glad y'all not, because I could tell y'all about how weird this shit is, right? Mm-hmm. Social media is so weird now that where if you post something or say something about something that's not popular or expensive, it's the worst shit ever. You get what I'm saying? So I post a picture of the sandwich and shit. Motherfuckers like, oh, it's ghetto. Oh, it's nasty. But in the same token, they like, how was it? Like, pussy, you ain't even have it before. You telling me it's nasty, it's ghetto and all this. But this is why I say it's important to be yourself, because somebody that wasn't me, that don't give a fuck, they would have deleted the picture. You know what I'm saying?
But also, too, that influence. People care.
And
what
on Twitter?
You were an exception. And it is some exceptions out there. But people just care. They putting up because they don't want that. You know what I mean?
If you care about what people think about them.
You gotta
these
blank
strangers,
out.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta blink out them comments, man.
And
them comments will kill you.
That's hard, though, for certain people.
Them comments will kill you, man.
And this is my whole thing, right? Why do I have to wait until something is accepted? Like, the sandwich, like, if somebody else would have posted it, it would have been cool. Somebody with more followers or somebody that was more popular, it would have been cool. I posted it. All hell broke loose in my mentions about it. Oh, my God. Everybody like, you ate? I'm like, yeah.
It's no shot at you, but people follow the trendsetters.
I don't. Listen,
yeah, what's that?
Get the fuck away from me with that.
Yeah.
What I'll say to that, just stop reading them.
I just think
do it, stop reading them.
Like, listen,
because it's always gonna be a negative person. I remember when I put my son on the
out the window on the Super Bowl. Everybody was wilding that night.
It was like 5,000 comments saying, "Where's the parents?" Like, I'm here
in the car. You was
and
in
he
the
made
car,
it
right?
to ESPN. Yeah, and he made it to ESPN. Even the lady on ESPN said the same thing. Oh, I would ask him where his parents is past his bedtime.
But they're not paying attention to the video.
They
clearly see you in the car in the video.
Exactly. And then you got some people like my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, she, once they, like, they screenshot and shit in the center back, she right at him. At this time, I ain't, I'm not on social media, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But she right at, I'm like, yo, you had time to do all that? You had, you sent me, like, at least 12 screenshots of she going back and forth with people that don't even know where you are. Like, why you wasting energy? Let them.
I just think more people need to, like you said, you wear what you want, you do what you want.
Yeah. He just said something.
Yeah, why do you bother?
A lot of people waste energy, man.
Yeah, you can't wait. Wasting but I ain't gonna lie, it's hard for some people because it's like the same thing. It's text also because the same thing somebody say on a text, they're not gonna say to your face.
And that's how I feel about social media.
So when people saying something to you, so the only way they can get back to them is say something back because they're like, all right, that's a, some people, it's a fight. Or
but is that a win?
But I'm,
as far as what?
They feel like it was a win. Yeah. At least I said it.
I say
on
something Twitter, back, is that
on
a win?
On Twitter, this how it worked, right? They got some shit called the bid where, like, that sandwich, that's the bid, right? So niggas saying whatever they saying, I turn this app off and I holler at y'all. Them jokes ain't gonna be as funny when you see me in person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or they running to us in the mall or something. We turn that motherfucker out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
also too, do you take it to that level?
No.
Would you? Okay.
But my thing is, if I respond a certain way on Twitter, right? I'm reacting, and it's just a bit. Cause now on social media, you could be disrespected, but you're not wrong for being disrespected. Or being disrespectful, you're wrong for being offended.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't be feeling
joking.
That.
I was only playing.
Yeah, it's just a bed. Nobody yeah, above the bed. It's like, I'm above. Family, like, get off my
dick. Kids. As soon as you jump up and give me that energy, no, I was just playing.
Yeah, and that's what social like, media on, is. Social media yeah, take away the feeling of
and that's
somebody
I'm
punching
for,
you in
I'm
your
too
mouth.
Sensitive. I know
like Chubb, you said
sensitive.
You pulled up the nigga. We ain't gonna say what you did or whatever, but over social media, they was talking crazy over MySpace, right?
Oh,
yeah. So it'd be
he
a
said
lot
it
of
was
that.
Just rap.
I was there, man. We was at the park. We walked up. What was that? Right across here from Brick and
Dice. They was coming from the.
I almost threw my life away over that rap shit back then. For real, for real.
That's coming from the mall. I was there.
Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah, it's me.
It ain't even about being yourself. Like, it's about being.
But now
like,
I know that was
this,
stupid, though.
Not letting this stop
no,
you from being
no.
yourself.
It's like, on piggyback what you said. It's being comfortable with yourself.
Right. Because you, like you said. You wear you get fly. You wear Jordans and shit like that. I never had a pair of Jordans, bro. But yeah, that don't mean we Jordan. Can't hang together. Or I'm gonna say you a noodle. You be rocking J's like.
I just don't like
deep.
The dickying part of it. Like, all right, if you don't wear
no,
J's,
that was you,
and I
though.
Do.
No, but that was you since a kid. So
yeah,
so, yeah that's just me.
I know you. So I mean, it's somebody else, man. Yeah. But you was always a Jordan.
Boy. I ain't gonna lie. After you told me you watched like Transformers and shit, I started looking at you different, yo.
We all do.
Listen.
What you mean? The movie
I'm
Transformers?
I watch all that shit, bro.
He a nerd, child.
I'm a nerd for real.
He a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
And I wasted a lot of money trying to fit in, buying clothes and all that fly shit.
Hey, Chubb, he a nerd. He can't get in the car with us.
Yeah, right. Then there was another joint. I'm about to say. Chick on the joint, right? She mad because they was joking on her having an old car. I think she had an 08 or something. I'm like, shit, you can't ride with me. My shit old enough to get a drink. Like, you can't drive it. This, if they made you mad off of that, like, I don't know what to tell you, but it's like, shorty, that's your car. You paid your money for it.
Yeah.
How these strangers on your phone turn you up like that?
Yo, that's the thing. Like, what can we do or gain we could get those people? Like, yo, to stop them from...
yourself.
Stop,
be comfortable
stop,
with yourself.
Stop them, these negative people
you know what I
changing
learned?
Your life. Stop.
And they not your, hold on, before you say that.
Something like that. It's not what her, it's what people thinking of her. She feels some type of way about it now.
And they not her friends. People on social media, on Twitter, on the grant, they not my friends, yo. I don't care what y'all think.
No, Chubb saying, what game can we get them? I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, like to tell them people listen, it'll get back to, like, many, don't forget them, don't care
how
about
many,
it.
How many sucker niggas I took under my wing that fell at the wayside? Think about it.
Yeah.
That we've been around. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna name all of them, but you know what I mean? Remember the one who Am took his book back. I'm gonna say his the hoodie. Am took the hoodie. It's just you gotta lead by example. And I learned that. Like I'm me. When I be me, motherfuckers come around me, they wanna be themselves. Or they wanna be me. Mm-hmm. The ones that wanna be me, they fall at the wayside. But if you find your identity and you wanna be who you are, then you cool, you can stick around. We got a bunch of niggas that's with us that me just being me, they come around us because they like my energy, and then they a part of us now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they was they self. I wouldn't say they flunkies or they followers, They real niggas, and I
people that
them.
Move how you move.
But then we got some niggas that came around and got exposed. Yeah. And they ain't with us no more. Shout out,
shout out
that nigga Steve. Oh my. Fuck you talking about.
No, but I look at it like this. I think it's something deeper within the person. If you letting strangers get to you, I think it's something
turning them up. Turned up. She ready to rumble.
If you let a stranger get to you,
she telling them how much.
No, I feel as though that's deeper.
I'm so happy that I'm so happy that social media has made it like if you don't post it, you ain't got it. Because now I could just live under the radar.
Love that part.
I love it. Thank y'all.
You got also thank you too. Like that's another reason why. Because
and it's crazy because
I care some to a certain extent. Like I care about like my word and my character.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things are a question. I feel as though I want to say, like, why you feel that way? But you know what I mean? That's why social media, that's another reason why. Because it's all about, you know, avoiding a situation. Like a lot of people say, oh, why you don't go out no more? Oh, you the jail scaring you, ran you out the hood. No, that ain't that.
Who the fuck said that?
Yeah, I had a homie say this. He said, I'm not going to have nobody scare me out my hood. Or I ain't going to have, this is why I live. It's not that. My whole thing is this.
More life.
My whole thing is this. If I can avoid, I know what I'm going to do.
You got kids now.
And it's already set in stone. Yeah, so you got kids now. That to you.
I know what I can do in the reaction.
Listen, you got kids now.
Not saying something will happen, but if I think that something could happen, I'm just not going to go there. Like, if I feel like I have to carry my gun.
Pride.
I'm not going
there. I was just having that conversation.
If I have to carry my gun, I'm not going.
Pride.
Oh, and they scaring you out the. No, it's ain't that. I'm not trying to put myself in that situation.
Y'all in the hood breaking down Apes of Reggie.
That's my whole thing. I'm not saying at any given time.
Stop buying flipping apes of Reggie.
I remember one time my brother came home.
Flipping apes. That's what we gonna call this episode.
My brother came home from Atlanta. My brother was down. He strapped nasty. My brother, five. He strapped down and I go out, talk to Sal and them, and the niggas start drooling. Like coming up there. So I gripped him up, hit him in the so I'm like, chill, bro, chill. My brother is coming. But he like, no, he drooling, he chill. I'm like, yo, I didn't even realize I did that. I'm telling my brother, can he like cuss me out? But he like, no, it was a reaction. Mm-hmm. All about a reaction. And honestly, that wasn't me. Something would happen, I'd go back. I ain't with jealous.
Don't be out here trying to prove yourself to people who ain't going nowhere.
The importance of being yourself, dog.
So we should definitely call it. Episode being yourself,
but also like I said, I think it's being yourself is also deep. It's within you.
Yeah.
I'm at a point now where
it's like a stepping stone. It's like
when your you core learn. Energy, when you comfortable with yourself, can't nobody really get to you.
And I'm glad you said that because Mar can afford to keep up on the gram. You get what I'm saying? Not to say he would. Don't even say that. He can, but if you meet Mar and talk to him, he chilling. He got character to him, substance to you.
Yeah.
The poor people on social media that are more popular think that the material should make you who you is, and then you meet somebody like Mar that, no, I don't.
But the crazy part, you wouldn't know he got bread, though. He don't even talk about
it. I'm just saying he can afford to keep. We all can, for real. But Mar, like, he get fly. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But people would look at Mar and be like, no, he chilling. Right. You broke, poor. And you think having J's is like the holy grail. I know somebody that got hella J's, hella designer shit, and they be chilling.
But they be the niggas when they come around be super uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't hold a 5-minute conversation.
Like I said, like even like I said, looking for me, it's just I'm comfortable with me. I never
with or without it though.
I'm cool. My core energy always been cool. And that I'm at this point in stage where you just as I matured, I just stopped caring about the BS.
Yeah.
Like getting fly. I mean, I do like certain stuff.
And that's cool.
I do like certain stuff, but I'm not I don't put it on the forefront though. I'm not parading it around. For what? At the end of the day, I ain't in no better position than the next man.
Right.
So I can't sit there in front like I'm this $1 million nigga and y'all know I'm not. Right. I wouldn't be comfortable with myself putting that type of image out there, knowing that I'm not.
Yeah, man.
The lotion.
Anybody? What you say?
But it's just like, that's what make you thorough, though. That's what make you thorough about yourself.
I just think, with me personally, right, I've been
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's what make this motherfucking podcast so authentic. As for you got one person that's authentic who on Instagram and social media, two that's not on there, and one that barely be on there.
Yeah,
that's what make this whole shit like. There. That's what make this joint this shit more real. Because
I was annoying the shit out of him to make one just to keep up with like CNN and other shit. But then the shit just started changing. Like I ain't bringing him on here. I don't like this shit. I'm starting not to like
got
this
off
shit.
For a reason.
I got half of these motherfuckers blocked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like talking to y'all. Like, y'all stupid. Y'all poor, for real, because the shit y'all be glorifying and cherishing this shit,
you know what it is?
Motherfuckers done had it and lost it.
It's, like I said, it's some of the people that you see is, I don't value sneakers. I'm around, like, I know certain people that, you know what's money to me? When you buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
All it like we when like you little do you know because you winning more than the average person.
Yeah,
a lot of them that's flexing with the Balenciagas, the Montclairs, and all they don't own nothing.
They need a Balenci bed.
Yeah, you one of the few. You got your name is on a deed. If something happened today or tomorrow, you always got money in your pocket. You sitting on like $100,000. Little do you know.
You could, put
right now,
there.
if they hit rock bottom, it's nothing they can do. You hit rock bottom,
sneaks.
You, how much you gonna get off of that? And they probably fake.
Bent
dude, most of them fake.
With you, yeah. You got your name on a yo. You know how many people I know? Like you, one of the few people I know that's under 30 and own a house.
Mm. I had my house since I was 24.
A lot of people can't say that. I can't say that. So it's all. I said as you get older, as you mature. Not even getting older, because you can mature at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's what you value.
Yeah, also it comes with, you know, having good people around you, man.
Yeah.
Company you keep.
Yeah.
Company you keep. And also your mom and dad, they around and just trying to install those things to you. I know when you're a kid, you don't realize it, but as you get older, like, oh, that's why they kept saying it.
Yeah.
Especially when you have your own kids, you realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's why I said it's four of us that just all everybody that's they self. We don't try to fit in. We don't try to.
Yeah, I be fed up with that social media shit, man.
I seen something that AZ and them used to say back in the day. We don't suck dick. We get our dicks sucked.
What the fuck do they got?
Whoa.
No, it's just basically.
I get what you said. I got it in the last minute, but yeah. The way you said it, like, you should have broke that down.
Yeah.
Every episode, you get put in time. No, you foul out. Like, you just fouled out. Fourth right. Quarter.
Take it to trial. We got to take it to trial.
You threw the fucking ball out the fucking.
Take it to trial. We got to take it to trial. Take it to trial.
Then they said, we don't suck dick. We get our dick sucked.
And y'all didn't say nothing.
I was, because we had some good conversation, so I'm sitting here trying to say, I'm sitting here trying some good conversation.
Listen, the fact he said it, that it was cool though. He said, hey, listen, I'm thinking he about to say some real shit. AZ said, we don't suck dick. We got our dick sucked.
I looked at Ian like,
hey, yo.
Whoa, what?
I'm sitting here with the blank face. Like,
I'm looking at Ian, I looked at y'all just that? Chilling. I'm like, what the fuck did he say?
Right, what the
fuck?
Like,
what did that mean?
DR, basically, we don't joke people. We don't ride
we
other people.
They,
with, yeah, yeah, we the ones
that's
that.
But I don't chase money, man. Money chases me.
Shout out to AZ, my man.
Fuck AZ. I don't know
better.
Huh? Who AZ?
He an old rap nigga. I think he's from Queens or something.
No,
like that.
No, I'm talking about the Harlem boy.
Yeah,
he too.
Yeah.
That's basically.
Yo, they all tell.
That's what I said in the group chat though.
They all tell, man. Yeah. It's part of the game. Yeah, but it's just important to be yourself.
Yeah. So
man.
I mean,
keep good people around you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to speak on something real quick. I want to speak on something real quick. Don't ignore your calling to all them people out there. Like, it's some people that's givers. Do you realize, like, a person always giving something, they always got something to give?
Uh-huh.
They got less than you, but they always got something to give. Like,
it's a blessing.
Yeah, so that's your calling. You know what I mean? That's your calling. Don't ignore that. Don't be like, you know what? I can't do it. No, somebody asked you for something, you could do it. Let me tell you something, right? About like a month, a couple weeks ago, I was down on my luck. I went through a little stage, went to the casino. I blew a bag, a heavy bag. I shouldn't have did it. Normally, I play with my credit. I play with Capital Cash. And I had like $70 in my name. I don't know what happened. And I'm like, what the fuck? I got to pay this. And then I start to think, why the fuck did I do? Why did I get at this? At the time, it was pictures from my kids. Mm-hmm. They come every year, and I'm always buying. I'm like, why the fuck I do all that? Da-da-da. Like, I went past. My brother sent me $150, no, $250. I forgot. I'm like, damn, what's this for? He's like, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. I gave him some money because on his situation, mm-hmm. wasn't realizing to get it back, but he did it that day.
Right then and there.
Yeah, I didn't tell him. To me, it was like a loss. I just did it because that's genuine. You know what I mean?
Being genuine, I did have his rewards.
And this happened a couple. So I say that, keep your reward. I mean, don't ignore your calling. And that day, I ain't gonna lie, I was stressed out. It was like $70. I'm like, why the fuck? And I shouldn't went to the casino. Home. Yeah, I couldn't. I'm like, I shouldn't have went to the casino. And I get paid on Thursday, and this was like a Monday. I'm like, yo, this is bad. And then, don't you know how y'all pay bills, but they don't take it out right away? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm thinking about, too. And I'm like, then I started saying, I shouldn't have did this, shouldn't have did it. And then I had to argue with my girl. I'm like, I shouldn't have did that. We broke up. You know, I'm trying to get her back. Like, on some nut shit. Off that day, and two on another. And when you do good, just stay to your club. It's a blessing. Givers always got something to give. An ear to listen to is always there to listen to. You don't understand somebody just listening to you, or you giving out advice to people. The same person that you think that's not taking heed, keep talking to them people. That's your blessing for that person. That's your calling.
Yeah, T, how much time we got?
You know, that's your calling. So I just want to say, don't ignore your blessing. You can just be the ear to listen on, or you talking to that person, or you always giving. If that's what you do, that's your calling. That's an attribute.
Another note, we want to send prayers out. The officer, James O'Connor family. Officer got killed in our hometown, Frankfort. I got a text earlier this week. Somebody text me, that's what he get. Like, we got to remember, at the end of the day, this still a person.
Mm-hmm.
Cop or not, it's just a job at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's another thing we need to talk about next episode, labels. People put labels on people. It's just a job at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like you're a person. You're a person first.
A person that lost their life.
Yeah.
Life. Yeah. Family.
That's
not routine. Yeah. And if you good at that, then you know, I pray for you because I can't imagine. Like, I feel for so many people that lose people so much that they numb to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's a sad feeling.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to him. Shout out to his family. And that go back to another topic we spoke on. Like, we gotta get better. Like, what's going on out here, man?
Yeah. Violence ain't the answer, man.
All right, y'all. You know, remember, be yourselves and don't ignore your blessing. I mean, don't ignore your calling.
And just always remember, right? Don't be the nigga sucking dick.
Go have a good day on purpose. Have a good day on purpose. Right?
Yo.
That's you
for 5 for 5.